Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
From the NBN Sports Room, he must be on location doing a story. It is Paddy Kilmurray, mate. You're out and about. Is it warm where you are?
It's stinking hot today, isn't it? Absolutely stinking hot. It's going to get hotter.
Be honest, you're down at the beach, aren't you?
How'd you know?
Because I know where you go when you say you've got to do a coastal sports story and you slip away. So that's how I knew what was happening.
Yeah, good guess, mate. I'm just going to enjoy the nice water temperature at the moment, to be honest.
Mate, please do so. Having a look at sports, yeah. I suppose it's a bit of a time before the Knights take to the field again. So we've got some news on that. First off, let's have a look at the Jets this weekend. And I want us to do Sydney. I hate losing to Sydney.
Yeah, we all do. I made a bit of a bold prediction last week, I think, with the Jets maybe beating Melbourne Victory down in Melbourne. I thought they might get away with it. Made a few silly mistakes and ended up with an unlucky goal, and they ended up going down 2-0. So I won't make any bold predictions this week. Look, Jets aren't really expected to win this one. I mean, the amount of players they've got out injured at the moment, it's just ridiculous. Sydney are flying high, too. The suggestions they may go through the A-League season undefeated. They lost the FFA Cup final the other night to Melbourne City, but geez, they look good. At home, I just can't see the Jets getting close to Sydney, to be honest with you. I think Sydney will win this one, McKenna.
Yeah, one playing eighth, and it was such a great start to the season, and the kind of wheels have fallen off. But if your top line players are injured, there's not a whole lot you can do. Sometimes it's just the luck of the draw.
Yeah, look, the Jets just need to buy their time. A lot can change in their league. It's not like the NRL where there's 16 clubs. So, I mean, if you string three or four wins together, you're sort of back in the game. So, all's not lost. I know a lot of coaches say at this time of year, oh, now it's must win, this is must win game. But it's really not even close to must win just yet for the Jets. So, steady as she goes, as long as they don't get blown off the park, I'll be happy. And they get a few players back in the next couple of weeks and the ship will start going straight again.
At this time of the year, a draw is as good as a win for a team like the Jets, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
What's happening in the Knights camp?
Oh, well, it's been a pretty big week, all things considered, with the signing of Caelan Ponga. And Matt Gillie and Nathan Brown have come out and just slammed the media and said, look, all the reports of what he's getting paid, what you blokes are reporting in the media, it's incorrect. Well, I mean, it might be incorrect, but I'm sure, all things considered, if Caelan achieves what his contract probably is set out to achieve, that is probably what he could be earning. He could be earning upwards of $600,000 a year.
So where are you guys getting your information from? Because it happens all the time. No matter which team it is, it's either the media's trumping it up and blowing up how much he's earning, but you've got to get the figures from somewhere.
Player managers drive this. They drive this because they want either that club or another club to sort of jump in and change things. So it's largely driven by player managers. Sometimes it's very accurate, sometimes not so much. But all things considered, I'm sure they're saying that they are paying him quite a lot. They just don't think it's quite what is being reported. I sort of, rebuff that. And I'm sure that they would have some clauses in Caelan's contract, whereas if he was to play certain representative games, then it would boost his contract up quite considerably.
Yeah, devil's in the detail. Mate, I'll let you get back to the surf. Thanks for having a chat.
All good. Good to chat to you, Todd.
2NURFM 103.7.